Nolte, 14 media outlets that lied about Hunter Biden's laptop scandal being Russian disinformation. By John Nolte on December 10, 2020. The fake news media's decision to finally cover the Hunter Biden laptop scandal now that all 50 states have certified the election results is just another troll. You do know that, don't you? It's just the corporate media trolling us once again. Trying to get a rise out of us once again, because that's all they have left. The media don't do journalism anymore. The media don't report anymore. No one trusts them anymore. So they troll. Nevertheless, it is worth pointing out how, after the now verified October bombshell hit about Hunter Biden's laptop, the deep state and the corporate media teamed up, once again, to mislead the country. And as though both parties were feeling nostalgic for the old days of the Russia collusion hoax, they went right back to the Russia well. Here's how it went down. The news of Hunter Biden's laptop broke wide open just before the 2020 election. The corporate media were desperate to throw a fire blanket over what they knew was a legitimate scandal. How do we do that? They asked. How do we kill a legitimate story? Oh, I know. Let's get our deep state pals to tell us the lies we want to hear. Just like they did for the 4 years of the Russia collusion hoax. Only this time, they will tell us the Hunter Biden laptop is a fake created by Russia. And that will allow us to not report what we know is the truth. That's exactly what the media and deep state did. 50-50 LOL, deep staters warned that the Hunter laptop story sounded like Russia disinformation. They had no evidence. None at all. Because there was no evidence. They said it because the corporate media in Silicon Valley needed them to say it to justify ignoring a legitimate and consequential story. The letter, released Monday, states, "We want to emphasize that we do not know if the emails provided to the New York Post by President Trump's personal attorney Rudy Giuliani are genuine or not, and that we do not have evidence of Russian involvement. Just that our experience makes us deeply suspicious that the Russian government played a significant role in this case. If we are right, this is Russia trying to influence how Americans vote in this election. And we believe strongly that Americans need to be aware of this," the signers added. "If you lean in and take a whiff, you can smell how that was pulled straight out of an ass. And done so that the following fake media outlets could deliberately lie to the public." Ken Dilanian of NBC News. Giuliani, who acknowledged helping bring the material to light, has in the past sought to unearth information damaging to Biden with the help of a man identified by the U.S. government as a Russian intelligence officer. In January, it was reported that Burisma's networks had been breached by Russian hackers. Thomas Ritt of The Washington Post. "We must treat the Hunter Biden leaks as if they were a foreign intelligence operation, even if they probably aren't." Shane Harris, Ellen Nakashima, Greg Mileron, and Josh Dossi of The Washington Post. U.S. intelligence agencies warned the White House last year that President Trump's personal lawyer Rudolph W. Giuliani was the target of an influence operation by Russian intelligence, according to four former officials familiar with the matter. The warnings were based on multiple sources, including intercepted communications that showed Giuliani was interacting with people tied to Russian intelligence during a December 2019 trip to Ukraine, where he was gathering information that he thought would expose corrupt acts by former Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter. Natasha Burden of Politico. National Counterintelligence and Security Center Director Bill Evanina said in August that Russia has been trying to denigrate Biden's campaign, specifically through a Ukrainian lawmaker named Andrei Dirkch, who has met with Giuliani at least twice to discuss corruption accusations against Biden. Dirkch was sanctioned by the Treasury Department last month for allegedly acting as a Russian agent and interfering in the 2020 election. The former officials said Dirkch's relationship with Giuliani and fixation on the Bidens, along with Russia's reported hack on Burisma, the Ukrainian energy company that gave Hunter Biden a board seat and is at the center of Trump and his allies' corruption allegations, is consistent with a Russian operation. Giuliani Barnes, Eric Schmidt and Maggie Haberman of The New York Times. The intelligence agencies warned the White House late last year that Russian intelligence officers were using President Trump's personal lawyer Rudolph W. Giuliani as a conduit for disinformation aimed at undermining Joseph R. Biden Jr.'s presidential run, according to four current and former American officials. The agencies imparted the warning months before disclosing publicly in August that Moscow was trying to interfere in the election by taking aim at Mr. Biden's campaign, the officials said. Mr. Trump and Mr. Giuliani have promoted unsubstantiated claims about Mr. Biden that have aligned with Russian disinformation efforts. And Mr. Giuliani has met with a Ukrainian lawmaker whom American officials believe is a Russian agent. MSNBC. The Welfare Queens at PBS and NPR. Paula Reed, Catherine Herridge, Pat Milton of CBS News. In early December 2019, National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien conveyed to President Trump concerns that his personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, was being targeted by a Russian disinformation campaign aimed at discrediting Joe Biden. Current and former administration advisors familiar with the situation told CBS News. Giuliani and others with influence with the administration were also notified that they could be targets of foreign disinformation during the presidential campaign, according to another source. Giuliani denied this was the case, telling CBS News, "I was never warned by anyone inside or outside the U.S. government that I might be a target for a Russian intelligence operation." This reporting comes after the New York Post began publishing stories this week with emails and photos alleged to be from a laptop abandoned by Hunter Biden. Material Giuliani says his lawyer obtained. And of course, all the McCarthyites at NLAL. Here. U.S. intelligence officials, according to four former officials cited by the Washington Post as familiar with the matter, were concerned that Giuliani, who was interacting with people linked to Russian intelligence, would act as a foot soldier in Moscow's information warfare against the U.S. and feed misinformation back to Trump. Despite these direct warnings, however, Trump didn't tell Giuliani to cease and desist. Instead, Trump simply shrugged and kept him close. "Every American should remember what this means. Trump has given Russia a free pass to attack our democracy." Here. Citing conversations with four former officials familiar with the matter, the Post said that U.S. intelligence agencies warned the White House that Giuliani was the target of an influence operation by Russian intelligence in which Trump was the intended recipient of the misinformation. The paper said the warnings were based on multiple sources, including intercepted communications, that showed Giuliani was interacting with people tied to Russian intelligence during a December 2019 trip to Ukraine, where he was gathering information that he thought would expose corrupt acts by former Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter. Rolling Stone. The proliferation of such utterly unfounded claims about Hunter Biden have additional weight given that Twitter and Facebook have vowed to crack down on election disinformation in the wake of the 2016 election, when platforms unsuccessfully attempted to curb Russian disinformation campaigns. Earlier this month, Twitter revamped some of its features to attempt to combat the spread of disinformation, including adding a warning label to election-related content it had flagged as false before users attempted to share it. Facebook has also added fact-check labels to election-related disinformation, including in some cases from the president himself. Business Insider. U.S. officials warned the White House that Russian intelligence was using Rudy Giuliani to funnel disinformation to Trump. Newsweek. Giuliani is drunk all the time and Russian disinformation campaigns are taking advantage, Trump's ex-lawyer. USA Today. A tabloid got a trove of data on Hunter Biden from Rudy Giuliani. Now, the FBI is probing a possible disinformation campaign. The inquiry, according to a person familiar with the matter, is at least in part aimed at determining whether Russia has set its sights on a familiar target, Biden's father, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. The person is not authorized to comment on the matter publicly and asked not to be named in order to speak candidly. Mother Jones. Kevin Drum, is Rudy Giuliani a Russian pawn? David Korn, Giuliani and the New York Post are pushing Russian disinformation. Vox. Giuliani has also spent months working with Andriy Dyrkch, a member of the Ukrainian parliament whom the U.S. Treasury Department recently sanctioned as a Russian agent waging a covert influence campaign to affect the U.S. election by releasing information about purported Biden wrongdoing. Additionally, Burisma was reportedly hacked late last year and a security firm attributed that hack to the Russian military. So there are many reasons to question what actually happened here. It's unclear whether the emails are authentic and what they mean. They all lied. They all deliberately lied. They all deliberately lied to you. The only disinformation being spread was by the people in outlets listed above. They all knew the laptop was real. And they are only reporting that fact today to troll us once again. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.